Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Ireland's Amy Hunter struck an unbeaten 121 against Zimbabwe on her 16th birthday yesterday to become the youngest player, male or female, to score a one-day international century. And Amy joins me now from Zimbabwe along with Ed Joyce, senior women's head coach. Amy, I'm reading about you today on the BBC, ESPN, Sky Sports, The Times of India. How does it feel to be an international sports star?
Yeah, it's very exciting. It hasn't really set in yet. It's still quite unbelievable.
I'm sure it is. More importantly, did you manage to celebrate your 16th birthday?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we had dinner and stuff last night.
So listen, talk to me about what happened yesterday. I read that you felt the time moved much more slowly for you between 0 to 50, and then it seemed to speed up a bit between 50 and 100.
Yeah, definitely. I think I struggled a bit early on, and then as I got into the innings, I got much more comfortable, and then it just flowed nicely after that.
Will you talk to me a little bit about your cricket career so far? Because you played boys' cricket for a long time, didn't you?
Yeah, so I played boys' cricket since I was about 8 or 9. I still play that now, and then I nearly started playing girls' cricket, I think, when I was about... I think I played my first Super Series game when I was 11. And then since then, I started playing some more girls and women's cricket.
So what's the big difference then? Is there one?
I think boys and men's cricket, I think it's just a lot more, the pace of the game's a lot quicker. And it's a lot more, I think the younger boys stuff, I think it's a lot more competitive than the younger girls stuff. But yeah, I think it's very good. I'd recommend everyone to play as much boys cricket as they can.
Have you spoken to your family back home? They must be very proud of you.
Yeah, I think so. I think they all got it up on the TV.
Okay, Amy, pass me on there to Ed, who's with you as well, as I say, senior women's head coach. Ed, this was a great day for the team yesterday, but were you expecting to see this performance from Amy?
It's been a great tour all round. Winning 3-1 after losing the first game was a great effort from the team. And in answer to your question there, I probably wasn't. I was just hoping she got going. You know, she's had a few opportunities now in the Ireland team and hadn't quite got going. And we were just hoping she got to 20. And we knew if she did that, she's got the class to sort of push on. I don't think anyone was expecting her to get 121 not out, but it's great to see that she's capable of doing that, and hopefully she can keep going with in the future as well.
Did you know that she was capable of doing that?
Yeah, I don't think anyone knows if you're capable of doing that until it's done. But you know, she's definitely got a bit of class. You know, she's played. She's got big runs at every age group level. As she said, she's played a lot of boys cricket. And you know, everyone knew she had huge ability. But I think actually going there and spending that much time in the middle, in the heat, in an international against a good team like Zimbabwe is takes something a little bit extra. And as I said, hopefully she can continue on an upward path.
You'll be back playing Zimbabwe in November, won't you? And that's a big one because it's a World Cup qualifier.
Yeah, that's right. We're back here in a month in Zimbabwe. We've there's 10 teams in that tournament, so it's a World Cup qualifier, and it's also a World Super League qualifier as well. So it's a massive tournament for us. Yeah, back in a month, and hopefully we can perform well in that. I think this has been a great sort of preparation for that trip. We've batted extremely well the whole four games. So if we can just put some slightly better performances with the ball and in the field on the board, we'll have a great chance.
Like all of this attention now, and I was saying to Amy, you know, all of the international media coverage, does it put a lot of pressure on a young team?
Yeah, there's always pressure. It's international sports. There's always pressure, and you're right. We do have a very young squad, so we're very mindful of not trying to put too much pressure on the girls, and you know, especially for someone like Amy, who's 16. So you know, we obviously spoke to her about the attention she's going to get now for being a sort of record holder like that. But she's very level headed, and the squad is a pretty level headed one as well. So we're not going to get too far ahead of ourselves. You know, we were in T20 qualifying fires there recently, and we, you know, we lost to Scotland and didn't maybe play as well as we wanted to. So we know we don't deserve anything, and we're just going to go out and have a bit of fun and enjoy ourselves. But we also know we have the ability to play really well as well.
Just put me back on to Amy there for a second. I just want to have a further chat with Amy. Amy, can I ask you, why did you pick cricket? Why did it become your sport?
I think I just played quite a lot of it from quite early on, and then it's nearly quite addictive, to be honest. You just Yeah, one runs, and then you want to keep coming back for more.
And no other sport attracted you or tempted you into their games, no?
I've always been quite big on hockey. I still play quite a lot of hockey, but now cricket's my number one sport.
And you're unlikely to go back to anything else?
No, I don't think so. I think I'll stick with cricket.
Amy, thanks very much. Congratulations to you, and enjoy the birthday celebrations as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.